for the first two decades of the Minnesota Vikings franchise. They held the ultimate home field advantage. Playing outdoors in the cold weather gave the Purple People Eaters a leg up on their opponents. For three decades, visiting NFL teams came to the Twin Cities, thinking not about the weather, but the extreme noise inside the Metrodome. But as the Dome aged after 30-plus years of existence, a new era was needed. In just a few days, the Minnesota Vikings will officially kick off inside U.S. Bank Stadium. And it's hard for the 2016 team to hide their excitement.
I walked in the stadium when it was 90% completed, and I had to wear a hard hat, you know, some goggles, some gloves, you know, and it was unbelievable then. But now coming, you know, maybe a month later or a month and a half later and seeing the final product is mind-blowing, you know, from top to bottom, all the bells and whistles, the biggest doors in the world. You know, you got the Club Purple, you got the I call them patio suites on the bottom. They call patio suites, you know, because you just walk right out and you, like, you know, you stand right on the field like you're right on your patio.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. I mean, for me, you know, being a Vikings fan my whole life and growing up, going to the games at the Metrodome, which I thought was amazing. As a little kid, I always wanted to play there. And then going to TCF, which was a great stadium, and then now have this is pretty special. When I found out that, you know, they were going to build the stadium, you know, I was just hoping that I made it this far to get to see it and to get to play in it. So I'm pretty excited to get preseason here and get in here and get a game in.
Long gone are the days of a small locker room inside the Dome or a stadium equipped with 30-year-old technology. The Vikings players can finally say they play in the top venue in football with state-of-the-art features everywhere.
The teamwork it took to get this bad boy together had to be, like, outstanding, because for them to finish early and still have everything precise and on point and now just finish up the little touches here and there, I think that's a tribute to how hard they worked for not only the Vikings but for their city, because they care as well. You know, I'm pretty sure there's a ton of people that's from this area that worked on this building, and I got to say they did a great job. I'm impressed. I'm excited. I can't wait for the opening day.
When I had heard about the stadium initially, you know, I was kind of like, wow, I cannot wait to see that. And then when I got here and I'm actually inside now, it's remarkable. I mean, you talk about everything in here that's just going to be awesome. It's a mix of, you know, really, really nice, fancy stuff and the blue-collar people, which I'm really going to enjoy. And, you know, especially when you walk out into the field through the fans, I mean, that's going to be unbelievable. It's always an experience to see the fans before the game.
With two upcoming preseason games at the end of August, the players, coaches, and fans will get a chance to get acclimated and comfortable with their new home, finding their way from the locker room, locating the play clocks, cutting on the new turf will all take a few days to get used to in the preseason. But after that, the Vikings want to quickly make U.S. Bank Stadium home and give themselves a new home field advantage that has been part of the team's history for 50-plus years.
It's a great feeling knowing that, I'll be the first team to play in that stadium, and you know, hopefully I can make that my home for many more years to come. But we know how important, you know, fan support is, and they've been great for us. You know, whether it's at TCF Bank Stadium, or I heard guys talk about how the fans were at the Metrodome. So you know, to get our own home now, like I said, TCF was great. You know, the facility was awesome and everything, but to have a place that we can call our own home, you know, it's exciting to know that, you know, you are going to give children memories and, you know, citizens of Minnesota, you know, memories for a lifetime.
I mean, I think there's a ton of excitement building for U.S. Bank Stadium. I mean, anytime you drive by downtown, you can see it, no matter where you are. And, you know, it'll be fun to play in the best stadium in football. You know, it'll be the best the NFL has to offer. And, you know, that's a testament to, you know, Minnesotans and Viking fans. You know, now they'll have a special place to go on Sundays, and, you know, they deserve it.
I think it's going to be an amazing experience for the players, but even more importantly, it'll be a great experience for the fans.